Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to my podcast, Agus Ferandis Recording. Hello, how are you today? I hope you have been having a good day on weekend. But if you don't have that, that's no problem, because we are same. We are on the same boat. Everybody has been getting through a lot of things. Sometimes they are feeling happy, and on the other hand, there is a moment when they are not happy or feeling sad. So, well, that's life, everyone. Just get through it and face the future, and yeah, be ready for everything, for anything that happen ahead. Well, what's special about this episode would be about talking about TOEFL tests, especially on every section, and previous episode has been discussing about tips and tricks how to get score more than the expected score, like 550 or up. But now I'm going to give you some tips, especially on handling listening section, reading expression and structure, or reading. But now on this episode, on this section, it would be about listening section. There we go. Alright, welcome back. Today is about listening section, and in this part, everybody will learn how to handle it, how to break it. If you think that listening skills or listening part is the hardest part in TOEFL test, that's gonna be true. That's probably true, I mean. But for some people who have been doing this, I guess it's not hard anymore, because I have been experiencing that. I have been trying these tips for some years, and that works on me. I hope it also works on you. And that's actually the tips that I got from my lecturer in UIN when I was actually joining on some, you know, like language preparation for master's degree in UIN. And one of the lecturers say that, yeah, these tips would be helpful for us as the beginner or the intermediate level learners. Well, before doing the listening section, we have to be ready that we are going to listen something. That's probably the first thing that we have to do, that we are not going to read, we are not going to speak, but we just will listen. Yeah, so pay attention that listening requires focus. If we usually listen to friends speaking or sharing something, then we can handle, or we can be focused on listening their speak, their talks. That's gonna be great. That's one of the good habits. And so just if you do it in listening tasks, so listening carefully would be the best way to get a high score, especially on listening part. Then after we prepare our mindset that we are going to listen the audio that was played by the, you know, instructor, then we have to be ready that, okay, there will be questions that needs the answer. The answers are provided on the textbooks, I mean on the text answers that we can read, but our focus is not merely on that, you know, that we have to do two works at the same time, listening and reading the answers. So probably we can do guessing, but it's not easy for everyone to guess correctly. Then yeah, it's gonna be focusing on if we are focused on what is that, our listening, our audio, and we got the keywords of the talks, that's gonna be better. Then it's gonna be the clue for us, or the hints to answer question by question. And actually, if I'm not mistaken, there are three parts of listening section, part A, B, and C. In part A, there will be like a short to medium dialogues, and then on, you know, in part B, that would be like longer talks, and on the part C, that would be like a monologue, but it's kind of, you know, like monologue with a long talks from the professor, or yeah, it depends on what field or what area the topic's about. Well, On the dialogue, we have to focus on the second speaker. That's the tips on to world preparation book. And yeah, we may do that. But at the same time, you also have to know the first speaker sayings, because it's going to determine our, what is that? You know, our mind or our logics that the second speaker on the dialogue would be answering based on what speakers or what the first speaker is saying. You got my point? So it's not merely on second speaker, but we also need to pay attention on the first speaker as well. So it's quite important to focus on both speakers. And then if we don't want to miss one question, miss, okay, if we don't want to miss that question. All right, then on the second part, which is a longer dialogue, that's probably consists of longer talks, but we usually have some question from one dialogue, because it's a longer dialogue, then some questions will be asked on the second part. So like, for example, there is a longer talks than part A, and then the question would be two or three. And then yeah, we also have to be more focused, because usually the longer talks talk about the longer and more varied topic and more varied information. So yeah, willing or unwilling, of course, we just need to stay focused. And then on the third part, or the part C of listening section, there will be like monologue. One monologue consists of one speaker, usually or commonly we find one speaker on monologue, and they talk about several topics, like maybe astronomy, linguistics, science or social science, and many more. And one monologue would be for about four or five questions. So we have to focus on the questions on the textbook as well, because yeah, if we don't guess what is that the answer, that's gonna be like hard, because we don't remember the whole thing spoken by the speaker on monologue. So I guess it's gonna be like a good move if we at the same time read the answers, we guess the probable, what is that possible question that gonna be asked by the speaker on the third part or part C of listening section. That's all, guys. I guess the key is that we also need to focus, but there are other ways to train our listening skills, like do multitasking when you are, for example, eating. Just play like the English audio book, or just play, you know, like a news spoken or written, or in it, yeah, some things in English. That's gonna be helpful, because our ears need to be familiarized with English, you know, if we are, what is that, accustomed to listen to English, what that's gonna be like, yeah, maybe easier. Because I have done to do the, you know, like multiple tasks, I mean multitasking, and then at the same time I do something, and at the same time I play English audiobook, and that works on me. Yes, so just play every day, just take some hours to listen something in English, and that's gonna be helpful. That's all, guys. Thank you. I got this from my lecture, and I hope it works on you, and hope that you will get a high score on every aspect of or every section of TOEFL test. So good luck everyone. So stay happy and healthy. Don't forget, you also need to be serious on things that you want to do, because yeah, menjadi wajada. If you are serious doing what you want, if you commit yourself to do something that you want to achieve, I hope that God will grant it for you. Yeah. Thank you. See you on next episode, and bye-bye. Wassalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.